Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
To this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This, I'm your host, Jody Sweeten, along with
Celia Behar.
We sound so unenthused about ourselves. I'm enthused about me.
I was going to introduce Broomhilda again too, because she's back. She never left me. You guys, cold sores, for anyone out there that suffers from them, they're just the worst. And actually, that kind of leads me in part to my never thought I'd, which you already know.
I do, but I think I forgot.
Well, you know it, I guess, so I just want to say for the record, I have a never thought I'd, I think I'm going to call it a parenting fail.
Okay.
It's basically like overall, my parenting is a fail.
So got it. Okay. That's fine. Right. It's a more overarching failing of parenting.
Yeah.
Right. In like the active sense than a past tense, oops, I did something wrong.
No, yeah. It's just like a culmination.
It's actively happening. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A culmination of all things parenting on my part. Here's my never thought I'd. I'm sorry, I'm moving. I have to my back hurts. Everything hurts.
I'm bouncing around all over this room right now on her computer screen. I've seen her sweater is lovely. I've seen the comforter pillows. I mean, yeah, Broomhilda's very cute.
So it's a lot. All right, here's my never thought I never thought that I would have to deal with making sure that both a cold sore and pink eye did not spread to one of my children, because I had the cold sore this weekend, which is, those are very contagious. And then Lulu came home after a week away from me with pink eye. And I mean, like, the kid got in Harper got in the car first, and she said, just so you know, something's wrong with Lulu's eye.
That, right?
And I went, like, I have to buy her a patch? Like, what do you mean?
Right, what do you mean? Right.
With her eye. And she's like, it's just really, it's red. She got something in it. And she gets in the car, and I look at her, and I'm like,
conjunctivitis.
Yeah, I went, you
in her
you
fucking
got,
eye.
Yeah, you got conjunctivitis. I was like, you have pink eye. And then she freaks out. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. I'm like.
Like, I'm not mad. It happens. But you should probably wash your hands.
I'm sure.
We all know where pink eye comes from.
Exactly. Which, of course, she asks me. And I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, where does it come from? Well, shit.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Shit. Literally, it comes from shit. She's pretty good at washing her hands, but it gets on doorknobs.
That's what I mean. It's like,
So she had it for 2 days. It went from one eye to the other. And so on Friday night,
traveling pink eye. Well,
that's usually what happens, right? Starts in one eye. And by the way, she didn't tell me that at first. So,
God, touching things.
Right?
Pink eye.
I'm like, whatever. She's still in the car. I said, don't touch anything. Don't touch your face. As soon as we get into the house, I need to look at your eye and see if it's really pink eye, but I'm pretty sure. Because when she was a baby, I don't know if I've ever told this story, but I feel like if there's any chance that Emily ever is wanting kids, this will kill it right now. Like, if anything.
Did you put milk in her eye to get rid of pink eye?
No, of course. Okay. Yes, of course I tried that, but that doesn't work. You'll try anything. When one morning she woke up and I heard her like in her crib when she was like a baby, and I walked in there and she'd taken off her diaper and she had smeared poop everywhere and it was all over her face. And of course, by the next day she had fucking pink eye. And then all of us had pink eye.
Oh, just gets, you know, it's like the life story. Like there's things
you
to deal with kids that are so like it just so hyper contagious and they're so
disgusting.
No.
They're so
like
so,
you
it's bad. Yeah. So I went back then, I got it and it kept going between both of my eyes because I was the one that was taking care of her.
Right.
I couldn't shake it. Cause like it's almost impossible to keep a baby from touching their eyes.
Goggles, I'm telling you, you need to just wear safety protective goggles all the time.
If you make me split this cold sore today, I'm gonna kill you by laughing.
Right. Instead of belly splitting laughter, it's cold sore splitting laughter. That's really more appropriate.
Oh, it hurts. Anyway, I got pink eyes so bad in my eye when she got it back then that there was actually damage done to my cornea.
Yeah, my friend had that happen. She got pink eyes so bad.
Yep.
She couldn't open her eyes and she actually scratched her cornea. It was really gnarly and it was awful.
They should have put me in a fucking cone like you do.
For right. Yeah. 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 I've seen that kind and it's awful.
So anyway, I got home. She's like, I got something in my eye. Harper told me the same story. I'm looking at her right eye, which is bright red, and I'm like, you got something in this eye? And she's like, well, today I did. I said, I thought it happened yesterday. And she goes, well, yesterday I had something in this eye. And I'm like,
oh
no. I said, you have pink eye. I was like, this is pink eye. Now it's 5:30 at night because I pick them up at 5.
Right.
5:30 at night on a Friday in a pandemic. I'm like, oh my god, what the hell. Somehow
you make her ride home just with her head sticking out the window so as not to like spread the contagion in the car.
Yes. And then I sprayed her with hairspray in her eye. Like, no, like alcohol kills everything.
Hairspray? Why would you spray the child with hairspray?
Because it got alcohol in it. Alcohol kills like it, you know.
No, right. Hairspray is for hair. Gorilla glue is for everything else.
Right.
And hairspray is not for eyes.
And wait, I thought Gorilla glue could be used in hair. Is that no?
Oh. Learn that lesson.
Okay.
Learn that lesson.
Well, I was able to get her some medication
right
on Friday night, and she's been a trooper. So here I am, though, like I'm putting drops of antibiotic in her eyes, and then by the way, she's like it's all blurry, so she like bumps into things, like
it's all right. I mean, yeah, her spatial awareness isn't exactly
no, she's great. Not yeah. She's not the most graceful of children as it is.
Right.
And, it was like watching bumper cars. Like she's just like, bing, and then like, well, yeah. Like a pinball machine, just pinballing around the house. And then I have the cold sore. My hands are raw from washing my hand. Cause I don't want to put a cold
sore. Right. You got to, you know what you need? Lice. That's what you need.
I'll tell Harper.
You just need an outbreak of that or fleas or, you know, something. Remember I had the worst fucking flea invasion in a house that had no pets.
I don't even understand how that happened still.
It was, dude, we had to evacuate the fucking house. Like literally we grabbed what we could and we had to throw it into dryers and heat it and everything. But like we had a flea infestation of an apocalyptic kind.
No, it was pestilence. Yeah, I thought like maybe
like we were coming out of the carpet, and I was like, "What is happening?" Like I would find one in my car. I was losing my goddamn mind. So I feel like, you know, just throw some lice in there or fleas or something, so that way it's just a distraction from the, you know, the fact that
everything else is a mess.
Right.
Well, Harper's got to take that on. I mean, honest to God, Harper.
Well, Harper's hair with lice would not be fun.
No, it would not. And Harper's been taking care of the two of us all weekend, I think in part because she felt terrible. Oh, and like, plus I have my period. So I'm like down and out with cramps.
Right.
I think mostly because she like felt terrible and she's, you know, she's a sweet kid. But I also think she was probably basically like, you two sit over there and I'm going to do everything that has to do with food.
Right.
And stay the fuck away from you people because.
Yeah, I just want to be a poor Harper. She needs to be in a bubble.
That's what you said when I told you what was going on. You were like, put Harper in a bubble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't let it get her. Let the infestation get her. Well, you know, I mean, that's
a lot.
You know, when I became a mom, like, you know, you figure that they get sick and stuff, but like, you forget about all the other things. You know what I mean? Like, oh, cold, flu. Okay. But like, there's no, you know, no shot. There's no vaccine for lice or right.
pink eye
or all of these other things that they get. And you also don't, like, I remember when I became a mom, I tried to be pretty relaxed about things. But, you know, there was stuff that came with, like, weird things on their head or and you're looking at it constantly. But you also don't want to be the mom that, like, calls too much. And it's like, oh, my God, am I freaking out? Like, can I handle this?
Right.
And it takes a little while to kind of learn the difference.
Yeah. I mean, and there's just things that, like, you think you are prepared for in the abstract. You know, like when you dream about becoming a mom, if you so dream about becoming a mom, or even if, you know, you're like me who never thought that I would be a mom. But then when I was pregnant, it was like, in the abstract, I knew I would have to deal with vomit and
poop
on the floor and poop on your face. You know, I realized those things could happen. But when they're like actually happening.
Yeah, there's nothing like being in that moment.
No, I mean, and honestly, like, it would be like the whole weekend I've been like, wait, did I touch her eye? Did I touch my lip? Did I touch my lip and an eye? Like, I've just, all I wanted to do was Lysol my entire body.
Oh God, right?
It's been unfucking believable. I feel like we're just coming out of it now. I have her till the end of the week, which is good because her dad also has pink eye. So,
God. And then it just passes around. It's like, it just keeps going around and around and it just never leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. The I'd like this
worst carousel of shit.
And there's the title. No,
and just right. The world's worst carousel of shit.
The world's worst carousel.
Or just the world's worst carousel. I can think of like a pretty terrible carousel that just keeps going around of things that you just can't escape.
Now all I have is that song in my head. I think it's from like the 60s or the 70s that, you know, and the seasons, they go round and round. Have you heard that? Come on, somebody else. It's something on a carousel of time, but now it's just going to be in a carousel of shit. That's where.
Okay. Yeah. No, wait. Rachel just said captive.
Captive. We're captive on a carousel of.
We're captive. You know what? That there's an apt description of parenting. We are trapped on a carousel of hell
captive on a carousel of time. See? And it's, I don't think it's Joni Mitchell, but I swear, hand to God, I'm a captive on a carousel of shit. That's
every time you go around, you're like, is it going to be a different view? No.
No. Yeah, cold sore, pink eye. It's like that scene in Vacation where he's like, Big Ben, Parliament. I'm like, cold sore, pink eye.
I've never seen it.
Oh, God, of course you haven't. I don't understand. How you've never seen Vacation or European Vacation or Christmas Vacation?
No, I haven't seen any of the Vacation movies.
There's something wrong with you.
No, there's not.
There is. Those are funny.
No, okay, that's a lie. First of all, yes, there is, very much so. But I don't know. My parents, like, that wasn't the movies that they watched.
You can watch them now. You've got kids.
I know, but like somehow, I don't know. It's, you know me, comedy is not my, it's not my thing.
Which is,
I
know it's not.
And the thing,
we're on a sitcom for most of
it. And I feel, you know, I know Bev D'Angelo, like, she's wonderful and amazing and hilarious. And like, I just never seen it. So I don't get the references.
Oh my God.
I know the walls do a thing. There's a lot of lighting on the house. I know that.
That's the, that's Christmas Vacation. Right. I highly recommend, all of them. Very funny, stupid and funny. And there's going to be so many things that they say that you're like, oh, that's what that's from.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, that was my never thought I don't know why I never thought that I'd have a cold sore and pink eye in my house at the same fucking time, but you're right. I just needed lice and then I'd have the trifecta.
Right. I think you win something. It's like parenting hell bingo.
Well, we have talked about that. Yeah. That is
free space and then lice, cold sore, and pink eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Why not? I mean, fuck it. Just.
Right. And then then there's another one that's like cat vomit and that it's just, hey, bingo. Yeah. You got it all.
Well, right. And pandemic, right? In a pandemic.
Okay. So then here's the thing. Yep. Here's the thing though. I feel like maybe hope is coming. I feel like maybe we're getting teachers vaccinated and like, could it, I don't, 2020 has told me just have no hope for anything, but I do, cause I'm dumb, right. But I do have a little bit of hope at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe by April-ish.
I'm saying the summer.
I would send them to summer school. Yes. Summer,
I just want them to be able to see their friends over summer. Right.
I want to put them in summer school.
Yeah. No, I don't. I got a feeling summer school will probably be out, but we'll see. But your boyfriend, Mescal, got his vaccinations. Dustin actually gets his first on Thursday. He gets his, gets his first on Thursday, which is awesome. And,
now it's funny because I'm thinking about it and it's like, oh man, I think this has now become the new routine. And thinking about the logistics of going back to there's times I really have to travel places. Like, morning time now is relatively easy, right? We get up, we have a bowl of cereal, they change their clothes, maybe throw on a sweatshirt and boom, you're in class.
Right.
And now back to that. 6:30, yelling at everyone. Why are your pants not on? No, you can't change your shirt right now. Like, I don't care that your sock feels funny. We're not turning the car around. Like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I haven't missed that.
No, I haven't either. And it's.
And yet I have.
Yeah.
You know, and yet I have missed that normal panic of every morning. Now that, you know, it's been filled by a new panic of every morning, but like that panic of getting out the door and like we have to go, you know, I feel like it could almost be circling back around.
I think I'll struggle in a couple, you know, for a couple of reasons. Like, first of all, it's so strange because I think, if we get back to normal, but so much of my normal day before this happened is gone forever because like I used to, first of all, I won't be living in the same place. I'm packing up. I'm going to move. That's one thing. And then the yoga studio I used to go to after I dropped the kids off, it shut down forever.
Right.
Like, they didn't keep it going. So I have no idea where my teachers will be. Zoom class via, you know, yoga Zoom class. I sort of love because that cut out my travel time. So like that's, you know, all that stuff is really weird. And then last night or the night before, Harper said, do you want to watch this movie that on Netflix, it's a short, everyone's talking about. And I guess it's really sad, but she's like, I don't know what it's about, but it's only 15 minutes. So let me put it on for you. And me and Lulu were like, okay. And I said, well, I'm dead inside. So I don't know if I'll cry, but let's find out. And it's the short, I don't know if you've seen it yet. And it's called If Anything Happens, I Love You.
Yes, I have. I talked about it.
Did you?
On the show. Yes.
Oh, I don't remember.
I talked to you about it. I don't know. I talked to somebody about it at some point.
We watched it. I lost my mind.
Oh, I was crying. They were looking at me like, what's wrong with you? I was like, you have no idea.
Oh, Harper started sobbing because, so anyone who hasn't seen it yet, please watch this amazing movie. It's also completely woman produced and directed, all of it. It's pretty awesome. It's a cartoon and, you know, or animation, a cartoon, but it's all depicting a day, you know, or a family that's been torn apart. You don't exactly know why. And in the end, it comes down to a school shooting. And it's, you know, and I will say during lockdown, like that is one of those things that I've thought about so frequently is that while I've been afraid of, you know, other things, obviously because of the pandemic, one thing that was taken away was, you know, whenever I drop the kids off at school, I always have that moment. I know you do too. We've talked about it. We wrote an article about it, you know, about gun violence in schools and school shootings. Safe with Me has made such a difference in so many ways. You know, I know that Harper's school got locked down, I think it was like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and she and I had been in an argument that morning.
Right.
And like, she just started sobbing on the couch and saying how that was something she thought about over and over again in lockdown.
Right.
Was that if something really happened, like she didn't say that she loved me before she got out of the car, she was mad at me.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, you know, I said, well, never worry about that.
Yeah.
Crazy. So
yeah, I mean, that's definitely been one thing we haven't had to worry about. But, you know, I also know, like, it'll be so nice to have them getting back into some sort of routine. I just wonder what the adjustment period will be like for them, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they too have been on this, you know, carousel of hell in their own way. And, you know, it's going to be a big shock to their system, I feel like, in regards to, you know, just getting back to life and what that looks like now and how they interact and how, you know, how school will be different. I mean, it just will be.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I have all this hope and I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I feel like it's going to be this weird readjustment period, you know, just like it was in the beginning, you know, for being at home, that weird clunky adjustment period of, you know, rearranging everything.
Yeah. I can't imagine like what it'll be like for teachers who have had to like overhaul everything and then come back
and they're all coming back. I mean, I know my kids are coming back at a deficit, you know, like these poor teachers are like, I don't even know what we're doing. Like this is, and you know, it is going to be hard because there's going to be students that are in the classroom now that had no instruction, that weren't able to access internet, that weren't able to do all that kind of stuff or very minimally. And they're going to be, you know, it's just going to be an interesting time, I feel like, in this generation of kids and going back to school and stuff, which is, I think, so important for them at this point. It's just going to be a big shift for them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all going to have to buckle up for next year because I do. Yeah, I agree. And I wonder, like, are we going to be back full time? Will it still be hybrid? Like, I wonder how that's all going to play out.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many cannabis gummies I will have to eat to get through the entire experience is what I wonder. Yes. Uh-oh, what? You're making a face.
I remembered, I have two stories. They're not really parenting fails as much as again, sort of overarching parenting fails as far as this is what my children are doing, regardless of how many times I tell them not to. And so he's like, are you going to tell this on the podcast?
I always tell them, if you don't want me to tell it on the podcast, stop doing dumb shit.
Right. I said, but I'm also telling on myself because, you know, I call myself out too. Anyway, so this morning, Zoe has become obsessed with candles.
Oh.
Candles and crystals and what, I don't know. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's a whatever. Great.
Yeah, I think that's a thing you go through always when you're
okay. But here's the thing: The child had zero candles of her own, right? Mm-hmm. Zero crystals of her own.
Mm-hmm.
She has pilfered things from all over the house. I have a big piece of amethyst, like big one, big hunk, you know, maybe softball sized. Beautiful piece of amethyst. And it's sitting in my living room, right? Well,
sure.
It keeps going missing. So I have to go into her room and find it when she's not here and bring it. And so far we haven't mentioned it, but we've done this about 3 or 4 times. I put it back on the table. It stays there. She comes back. It moves from the table again. Then when she, we just keep playing this game of moving it back and forth, but never like.
They never know where it is.
Dude. Just stop. Because I told her, I realized I went through the house, all my pretty little crystals and knickknacks and things, they're sitting on the ledge of her window. I'm like, what are you doing? Those are not your things. She's like, but look at my, I'm like, no, just because it crossed the threshold of your room does not make it yours. So this morning, she has candles going while she's in class because you know, it's a mood. I don't know.
Yeah, Harper does that.
I keep telling her, I don't want you lighting these. I don't want you. I take them out. She puts them back. Well, sure as shit today, because she was eating in her room, which she's also not supposed to do, which will lead into my other story.
I know the other story. Yep.
She lit a paper towel on fire. Paper towel on fire during history, right?
By accident?
Not by accident. It was like, oh shit, right? So she's freaking out and grabs the paper towel on fire to run down the hall into the bathroom. I'm not down the hall. It's like right next to the
room. For sure.
But like, dude, This is what I'm telling you.
Right.
Stop.
Right. Please, please don't. But Harper.
What?
Harper did the same thing. She was, she tried to do the, she gets like, she doesn't use a lighter to light her candles. And so she was doing one in class also. And apparently her friend saw the whole thing happen. And instead of like using a lighter, she used, you know, a match and then was like tipping the candle over to try
right,
to.
Right, right, right.
So the, it like hits the paper, the mat, cause it's hot. So she drops the match goes on the paper.
Right.
She freaks out and she kicks it over. And now there's a burn on my carpet this big, which, you know, she didn't tell me about it first. She like moved the couch up.
To right, right, right.
And then later on that day was like, just so you know.
Right. Yeah. Joe burned her. Joe like burned her hand. I'm like, you can't, yeah. this is now causing damage.
Yeah.
To you and things.
Right.
And I really don't want the fucking house to burn down. Like, can we just not? Right.
And if you're going to burn the house down, please, please don't do it in front of your school. Like,
she also, like, she'll light pencils on fire. And I'm like, why does it smell like burning wood in my house? And I go in her room and there's like a, and I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm like, stop. I've had to take lighters. There's repercussions. There's things. No, lighting fucking paper towels on fire. Right. So
all in class, by the way, like it's that too.
At least she's in class and the camera's open, that, you know, there's something. So also directly tied to this is the fact that I have told Zoe not to eat in her room.
Mm-hmm.
I go in her, she has all of the snacks in her room. They're all open, bags of popcorn, pretzel sticks, talkies. Which have turned her finger orange, and she's like, why is my finger orange? I'm like, it's from the Takis. No, it's not. The Takis are red. I'm like, you don't, but.
They mix with your skin. It's a whole thing.
Right. No, it's not that. I don't know what it is. I'm like, it's some weird disease that's affecting the three fingers that grab Takis from the bag. I don't know. And I don't even want her eating those things anyway, but she's like, you know, she gets lounge, she goes, gets them. So all of the snacks are in her room. Like all of the stuff, I'm like, you can't eat in your room, like you just can't do it because she's gonna get ants.
Yeah.
And like my worst nightmare, because she leaves food on the windowsill, the window's open. I'm like, you're gonna have ants everywhere. There's food in her bed. I'm like, and my OCD is going crazy, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to send Lulu over so you guys can also have pink eye and then I'll come kiss you with a cold sore?
No, I'm good.
Go on. Yep.
We went over the other night. Our neighbor wanted to buy some Girl Scout cookies. And she had in her backyard and it looked really cute. And so Zoe was like, oh, I want to come say hi to her. So we go next door. I had ordered pizza for dinner that night. Mm-hmm. I had ordered a small one for me and a small one for Zoe. She wanted a margarita pizza. And Mescal, because he is a smart man and knew that I was on my period and Zoe was hormonal as well, that he should make sugary desserts. So he made these amazing Oreo balls. You like crush Oreos with cream cheese and then you dip them in white chocolate, right?
Balls.
So there was one in Zoe had that for dessert and she had her pizza in her fucking room.
Uh-oh.
So we go next door. Oh. We're over there for like 15, 20 minutes. We come back in. Zoe walks into her room and all I hear is, oh no. And I'm like, what? She goes, where's my pizza? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Where's your, oh shit? Oh, and there's the dog, just fat and happy, looking stupid. She ate the whole pizza.
Well, of course she did. She's a dog.
And the Oreo ball, right? So here's my parenting fail. I mean, I don't know if it's a fail, but it was, you know. I go, great. Now the dog's gonna die. Oh, because you can't follow the rules and stop eating in your room. And now the dog is going to be dead.
Jody.
Well,
that, first of all.
I know. I was so mad, though, because we had just gotten into an argument earlier. She had just brought three old cups of milk out of her room.
Oh my gross. God, though. The dog's gonna die.
It might have. I don't know.
The dog's not gonna die. Although if that was a dog you didn't like, that would have been like the perfect lead-in to murdering it and then blaming your kid. But don't do that. Anyway, wait.
I see you taking notes. Anyway, I'm like, oh my God, that I shouldn't have said that. And Zoe was like, dog's not gonna die. I'm like, it might. It might. What if it does? Then you're gonna feel really bad that you couldn't follow a simple rule of not eating. Like,
Jody.
But then B's like, the dog's gonna die. Oh my God, the dog's gonna die. I'm like, oh fuck.
It backfired on you right there.
The dog's not. I mean, the dog might die. I'm like saying one thing to Zoe, and then like the dog's gonna die. But it could get sick. Could get real sick. And
the dog is only gonna die for Zoe. It's fine.
Right,
but
it's fine for you. So that was my parenting fail. Like, don't. And because also then when the dog, nothing happened to the dog. Dog was fine.
Yeah.
You know, amazingly, because that dog has gotten sick on things before. She was fine.
Wait,
and
can Zoe
said, of course, now this is proof. This is proof that it's totally fine, because Zoe was like, well, she stole that donut off my desk one time and was fine.
I'm like,
do you see the theme? Do you see the theme?
Right.
Donut off my desk. In my room.
Right.
Pizza on my desk in my room. Like, you know, chocolate in my, like, do you see why eating in your room is a bad idea?
Not to defend her or anything. I do want to say, like, if Issa keeps eating all the food in Zoe's room, then you're not going to have an ant problem. I mean,
that is true. She does
clean up
for that.
Wait, can I please, am I allowed to tell what the text messages about this whole incident were between the two of us? Because it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
I texted you about the pink eye. And then I think I texted you the picture. So when I went to get to the pharmacy to get the pink eye medicine, I did not pass, I did not stop. I like went straight to the freezer section first and got the most ginormous things of ice cream that I possibly could, because I was like, I've had it.
Right.
And then I got the medicine and I took the ice cream and the medicine home, and you know, and I texted you, said, okay, Lulu has pink eye, I have a cold sore, and I just ate so much ice cream, which I'm allergic to dairy.
Yeah.
I cannot eat ice cream. I cannot really have like dairy. Jody knows.
She's a good idea.
You see me run out of her house because I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I wrote you that. And I said, I'm going to be sick to my stomach. This is really bad. You wrote me back and said, well, so is the dog, because she just ate an entire pizza off of Zoe's desk. And I swear to God, if she shits in the house, I'm going to put it on her pillow.
Yes, I did say that. I even said it to, I said that to Zoe.
I figured you had.
In the house, all over the place, I'm collecting it and I'm putting it in your room.
And then I wrote you back.
And you have to deal with it. Right.
I wrote you back and I said, would you like any contributions to the shit? Because we could just play a little game with her, which is, you know, guess the mammal's feces.
Oh,
because
God,
of my milk. And you wrote back and you were like, okay, now I'm going to vomit. I'm also going to put that on her pillow. And I was make a collage. And that is, that kind of sums up, I feel like, our parenting texts to each other.
Right, right.
That kind of shit that we.
Oh, yeah, no, and I said all of that to her. I was like, if this dog vomits or has diarrhea all over this house in the middle of the night, I swear to God, I'm scooping it up into a bucket and it is going on the bed. You can't do this anymore. I'm done.
I don't feel that one was a parenting fail.
Eating in her room right now.
Yeah, right. I don't think that's a parenting fail. I think that's a valid threat, and I would not.
No, that is a valid threat, but I feel like maybe I leaned a little hard into the dead dog moment.
I'm going to agree with you there.
What I then realized later was like, oh my God, what if the dog did die?
Yeah.
I think it was good, but what if the dog did? And now I have forever made her feel responsible for the death of the dog. I mean, she'd probably feel that way anyway, But like, then it would be like, you killed the
dog. Scarred for life. And that would be your fault.
I mean, she already, she's got so much to go through in therapy already. I mean.
Well, yeah. And while we're on things that our kids may speak about in therapy later, as that was your overall parenting fail. Here's mine. I don't exactly know how this came about in my house. I think we were talking about privacy or something like that.
If you will.
Oh, no. You know what it was? We were talking about the cold sore. Lulu asked how, you know, what happens with
it
cold
sore. It all comes back to the fucking cold sore. It all comes back.
This is the episode, apparently.
It is central in all of this.
This time around, shit and cold sore. It's all coming back to shit and cold sores, no matter how you look at it. Dog shit, right. People shit. Shit in your eye. I don't know.
Right.
Or carousel of shit. So this is where we're at. So we were talking about that, and you know, you can get it from, chapsticks and stuff like that, like using somebody else's. And,
right.
And that Harper gets cold sores, and that's actually how she ended up getting it, is that her grandmother, not my mom, had it and used to let Harper go through her bag and her stuff. There were not a lot of boundaries with that grandma.
Right, right.
And I would kind of get upset with her about that cold sore stuff. Cause I was like, you get cold sores, please don't let her use your chapstick. Cause I would turn around and Harper be using a chapstick.
Right.
Well, when you know it, you know, when around the time that she was five, she got her first cold sore because of that. And Harper then says, hey, mom, I kind of remember something I want to ask you about as far as like, now that you're talking about like, you know, grandma, like letting me look through stuff. And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, I remember this time that we were at her house and like, I was looking through her drawers and came into their room and you found me. And I held up something. I asked you what it was. Was it lube? And I'm like, and yeah, it was.
Oh boy.
And I'm just like, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, then you explain, you know, what happens during menopause and
I wasn't going to explain anything. She fell apart laughing. But Lulu.
When you find grandma's loop.
It was a lot. So Lulu, of course, though, was there. And so then Lulu's like, wait, what's lube? And I'm like, this is just, all I want to do is like get out of the entire conversation.
Just remember what Alex said.
I know. I thought about it. So
Alex Mata said, like, right, just
it's all natural. Yep. It's okay. But before
reaction, no face.
Like mom face. I'm just trying. I'm like, well, and before I get a chance, I'm looking at my notes. Before I get a chance to say anything, Harper says, oh, it's when you've got a...
a dap?
Well, that came later. She goes, it's when you have a dry... And Lulu just goes...
A dry what? Sorry, you froze.
Dry pussy hole. She said a dry...
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. That was my response. I just went, oh my God. Oh my God. Like I'm like yelling. They both fall apart laughing. And I'm like, okay, we're going to let's not have a conversation. And I just like want to get out of it. And then they start having a side conversation and Lulu's like, wait, so grandma has a dry vagina. And I'm like,
Gramps has a ponytail and grandma has a dry vagina. Right.
Please, my mom is actually going to write that book now, Jody. God damn it. You know that's coming. So
if you're listening and you write that book, I fucking want it.
Well, if you write that book, mom, seriously, please dedicate it to their other grandma, because then honestly, you and I might talk again. If that gets picked up and that's the dedication, that's balls of steel right there. Or pussy of steel, whatever you want to say.
Having a conversation about grandma's lube is something that I never thought I'd have to say.
No, and it's like, that's when I just go to the place where I'm like, have I been too open? Like, I feel
right. Do they know too much?
My kids should be you know, having this conversation, I feel like without me, like my.
Right. 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 Sometimes I'm like, oh, we've crossed the line.
Right. Like, and that's actually, you know, and then they go back to like Harper then turns to me again and she's like, oh, that's when they started making up the lyrics to Dap. Yes. That's right. Yes. Uh-huh. Right, yes. And that was a problem. Yeah. And yeah, it went way too far. Yeah.
That's, they always like, it's, there's, you know, I mean, and here's the thing, as a kid, you don't know the line yet. And I still don't know the line.
I don't either.
Time. Really? And I think that's what it is. I said something one day, I was drinking out of my tumbler that you got me. That's got like various names and of things.
Oh, of the episodes?
Yeah. Dildo holding lonely girl, boobies, right. And vaginas, and you know, whatever.
Right.
And they said something, and Zoe said something about it, you know, like, oh, he's being such a dildo or something. Like she called somebody a dildo, right? And I was like, Zoe? And Miss Cal just looks at me and goes, you can't be standing there drinking out of a cup that says dildo holding lonely girl and be mad at them for using the word dildo. And I was like, yeah, I see.
Yeah. 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 I'm not going to say that I didn't maybe make a comment about, you know, that possibly like, you know, bats could fly out of her vag cav. I didn't say that. I didn't say it. I didn't say that.
You say it, but it could have been said. It might've been said.
Yep. Maybe. I mean, I mean, whatever, if I did.
That was a teaching moment and you were teaching them good comedic timing. And I feel like that is a very important life skill.
Yeah. Also, everyone should use
someday, they are going to have a conversation about grandma's lube because they're going to find, because your grandkids are going to find yours and it's just going to continue. And there you go.
Let's hope not. And that's also, by the way, when Harper decided, again, to just turn to me, which I told you when, you know, during the Alex show that, you know, and say, and ask me if I'm getting some, she's like, really wants to know that for some reason. And I'm like, I come back to again, saying to her, there are things that you think you want to know about me. I swear to God, you don't want to know.
Right.
Please.
Right.
Stop.
Or if you want to get them to never ask again, go into great scientific detail about it. Like, yes, you know what? Your mother has an incredibly healthy sex life. And in fact, we communicate about our sexual desires and needs. And yeah, see, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you do that, they're going to be so fucking grossed out by it that they're just going to run away. And they'll be like, I am never talking to mom about that again.
I'm going to say make love, though.
Oh my God, wait, there's a character.
Make love.
Oh my God, there's a character in a show like that. Yeah. I can't remember what it, oh.
The Big Mouth? Yeah, Big Mouth. Uh-huh, totally.
Channel that. Just be like, oh, and yeah.
Well, it was funny because then, of course, she like, I'm sure I've told this before, but you know, she like outs me and she's like, I know that you have vibrators, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Like, oh yeah. Mike, Zoe, what's happening? I've seen your nightstand. I said, well.
Yeah. Get out of there then.
Right. Then get out of there. If you don't, you know.
Also, do you realize that when I move out of my place and I pack up my apartment, I'm finally going to find all the various vibrators I've had to hide from them. Like, because I constantly kept moving. Yeah.
So you have vibrators hidden around your house?
Yeah. That I've forgotten where I put them. So I don't know.
What are you doing hiding that is the strangest thing I've ever
fucking heard. They kept taking them out and finding them. And then like Harper's like, why does this one light up? And remember I told her it was a massager so that you could massage your feet in the dark.
That's right. I do remember that.
Cause sometimes
light up one?
There's one that lights up on the bottom. I don't know why though. Like, I honestly still don't know why.
So that you can find it in case you use it a little
disco
too far.
Vagina?
Well,
disco vagina? What? I just said that. Now I want a disco vagina. I want it.
The cold sore is affecting you.
I'm going to split it open. I have to stop laughing.
Oh, no. Well, there's lube for that.
In my ex-mother-in-law's.
Oh God.
He doesn't listen to this. That would suck.
You know, I was worried. I was like, the show feels fairly tame. Like we feel like, you know, and I'm so glad that we managed to really fuck it up in the last 5 minutes. Okay. Watching Celia laugh right now, you guys, is like, it's like watching a woman that's had too much plastic surgery.
Oh my God.
Like her lips can't quite move.
I can't, I don't want to move them.
So it's like this, it's like a little butthole laughing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm
trying to make a butthole.
Tiny little butthole mouth. Yeah, that's what it is.
Because if you split it open, it hurts so bad. And then it's going to take that much longer. So,
so I've heard.
Oh, fuck you. There's no bats in my vag cab today, but
there's so many title options for this episode that Emily has written down and probably been horrified that she even has to take notes like that.
I'm already put bats in my vag cab.
Oh, God. No. I think there's some other, we've got some good ones.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. Uh-huh.
Listeners, if you're still here, we love you. You're amazing. And if you want to email us your horror stories, we can read them on next week's episode. We can read some parenting fails, some horror stories, some, you know.
Some things to make us feel better, basically, that we're not alone.
Exactly. You know, if anyone else has ever threatened their child with the dog potentially dying. So anyway, if you want to find us, you can find us
What?
Oh, we have to play the game. Shit. We almost.
I can't believe I remembered that.
You saved it. Okay.
First of all.
Just kidding. You're going to have to wait a few more minutes to find out.
You can't find us anywhere until we play.
Until we play this goddamn game.
All right. Hold on. I'm opening it. It's going to have to vibrate and tell me to look into your eyes in a second.
Oh, that's right. We got to stare. I'm just going to stare at your cold sore for 2 minutes.
Yeah, you want me to get really close because it's really...
I'm good. I didn't need a close-up of it.
All right, relax and look at one another until you feel the phone buzz. But today
I can't see your eyes. All I see is your nose and your mouth.
Right, well, I'm not going to look at you anyway because I'm going to start laughing.
I need to see your eyes. Gaze into your nostrils.
Oh, sorry, George. Come here. All right, ready?
I'm ready. George wants to gaze into your eyes.
George just wants another leg. That's what George wants. What is it about me that makes you think I understand you?
I mean, I feel like this podcast is pretty good evidence of that I can say things like, no, I think because our friendship started purely with online communication and texting through, Facebook Messenger, I felt free to say anything.
Yeah.
And you never judged me and I knew you were my people because you never were like, oh, you know what I mean? There was never a response like when I said something that was, that you thought less of me or you didn't just accept me as a whole thing. In fact, most of the time I said that there was immediately a joke following it. So I was like, oh, this is my person.
Yeah. I would say the exact same thing. And the fact that, I don't cry in front of people for the most part. You are one of probably like three people I will cry in front of. And actually one of them passed away. So you'd be like one of two people I'll cry in front of. And I think the first time that like I was really like losing my shit and came over and just sat outside and was like, and you were like, I just knew like you got me because you just didn't flint. You were just like, yeah, let it out. Great. Cool. Cry. And like, you didn't try and touch me or hug me or anything like that. So I was like, yeah, she knows. Like I'm going to,
she knows. Well, don't make it weird.
Touch me while I cry.
Yeah. Oh no. I was probably freaking out. Like, oh my God, she's having so many feelings right now. I don't know what to do with this.
You didn't seem like it.
Poke it with a stick. I don't know what I did.
Oh no. You called me an asshole by the end, which was perfect. And that's exactly what I usually need. You were like, all right, you got it out. Now stop acting like an asshole and get your shit together. And like, let's move on. And I was like, yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Like, it was, but yes, I think, this podcast pretty much does sum it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
We are two, peas in a strange little pod.
In a captive carousel of duty. Yeah. That's what we
both DUTY and DOODI. I feel like that was a lovely double entendre there. Well, if you guys want to hit us up, find us on Instagram, check out what we're doing, all of our weird random adventures. You can find us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This, and Facebook is the same. I never thought I'd say this. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jody Sweeten. And if you want to email us, or Celia, where can they find you?
The Celia Behar on Twitter and Instagram. Edging up toward that 10K.
We're getting you up to 10,000 followers. Let's get Celia up to 10,000 followers. It's a mission. Like, I want to do that. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to go buy you Russian bots.
Yeah, fine.
You have 10,001 followers. Yeah, and if you want to email us, you can email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. There's all kinds of ways that you can share your parenting fails that we can read on the show and make us all feel better.
I love that idea. I'm all for it.
So remember, everybody, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
My voice cracked right there, like a weird, like a prepubescent voice.
Well, I won't kill you for it.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.